Hello.
Oh, hi, Sherelle. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I got the message that you're expanding your business and you're going into Columbus as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. Good for you. So business has been going pretty well, huh?
It's going okay right now. Here it's going okay. I want to try to expand it.
So is it a little slow getting things started in the new area then, or?
Where? Over here.
In Columbus?
No, because I posted an ad on Craigslist, and I had about 13 people call me the next day.
Wow, good for you. So you're thinking outside of the box. I love that. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then.
Yes, that made me want to post, you know, that makes me want to post to Google.
Yeah, yeah, try to expand on it for sure. So, let me see. I'm trying to see if Google Guaranteed is available in that area. That would be the best for you, but I don't know. I have to check. What's the zip code for the new business?
Oh, let me see. Oh. I need to get the address. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second.
Of course.
Just a second.
Sure.
Yeah, I forgot y'all was gonna be calling me. I said,
"Oh wow!"
Yeah, I said 10 yesterday, but it's 10 already, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock already. I can't believe it. The day's flying by.
It always do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, Marie. Wow, my phone is cut off. Okay, so, dang, I got to get the zip code, but it's not letting me call my mom.
Okay, I just put a random one in for Columbus just so I could get pricing on it, and it does say that it's available in the Columbus. It's Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she's licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, or is she just getting started, or?
Oh, my mom.
You said it was for your mom, right? Or are you just using the mom's address for your business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So in Ohio, you don't need insurance. I mean, you don't need a license in order to get Google Guaranteed approved, but you need at least $100,000 in general liability certificate of insurance. Do you have that for the business?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. And then as long as you have a valid social driver's license or EIN for the business and you don't have any felonies or anything like that, you would pass the background check with flying colors. Okay. So that approval process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. We're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark because it's a newer program that Google released. Once you're approved, Sherelle, you'll get a green or a blue check mark next to your name on Google, so everyone will know that you're a Google guaranteed company, and Google will now guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get a disgruntled client that after you've done a ton of work for them, now all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and they would refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay. So it's an excellent program, and all we charge to participate in it is a one-time application fee of $250. That process takes about, like I said, 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're approved, I would be calling you and say, okay, now we want to activate the budget, which this is a pay-per-lead program that Google is running, and the leads would only run you about $30.67 each. So you might get a smaller job and that lead may only be like $27, or you might get a bigger job and it may be $32. But average, the leads are $30.67. And we would activate the budget once you're approved of 400, which would equal 13 leads within the month. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads. So let's say that you take on 6 or 7 leads and they're all big jobs, then what would happen the next month is you would only pay for the 6 or 7 leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. So the reason people are telling us that this is the highest revenue generating program online is that it's an exclusive lead program. So I don't know if you've ever tried typical lead services in the past where they'll like sell the lead to you and everyone else out there, right?
Yeah, I tried Angie's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, those guys will sell it to like anybody and everybody out there because they're charging everybody the same amount for the lead, you know? Now, Google is not interested in selling leads. So if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you, so you have a much higher chance of converting it. And you only pay for the lead if it's a valid lead. So if somebody calls you off of Google Guaranteed and says, hey, Sherelle, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead, right? Or if someone calls you and says, hey, do you offer cleaning service? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because your market is in Columbus for that account, right? So it's something that, you know, I think that you would really like it. And if you bundle it together with our local SEO package, do you have a website by chance for that business?
No.
No, okay. So then we could also include the website for you at no additional cost. And then let me just see what the pricing would be on it if we did the ideal package. So it would be $499 today, and then each month moving forward, you just pay $249 plus whatever leads that you're taking in. And that $499 initially includes that application fee. Okay? Now, there is one option with that program where it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to try it and eliminate the Facebook ads, then you would just pay $3.99 today and then $1.49 monthly plus your lead fees.
So $1.49 monthly plus what?
Plus the lead fees. Remember the $31.67. So once you're approved, we would call you to activate the budget, and then you would each month be paying for just the leads that you're taking from the Google Guaranteed. Now, anybody that calls you from the Google local listing that we would set up, that would be all inclusive. So with that section, it doesn't matter if you take on 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and get on multiple crews and you take on 50 jobs in a month. With that local map section, it's unlimited. You don't have to worry about paying per lead or per click or per phone call. So all of that would be free of charge and included in the package. So you're only paying for the leads if it's a Google guaranteed lead, somebody that calls you exclusively for a bid on your services through that section.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you said it's $499?
Yep, $499 today if you include the Facebook ads. If you don't include them, it's $399 today. And I would highly recommend, Sherelle, if you can, include the Facebook ads at least for the first couple of months, right? Because the background check is going to take, you know, approximately 4 weeks. maybe, you know, even a little bit quicker, but that's the minimum. And then optimization on Google takes, you know, 45 to 60 days. So while all of that is kicking in, the Facebook ads start right away. We say within, you know, under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running on a special request before in 3 days. So that would be the best route for you to go with Columbus for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just today, y'all have a deal for $3.99?
Yeah, $3.99. And the only thing that you wouldn't get would be the Facebook ads. But everything else that I described to you would be included in that package, including your application for the Google Guaranteed.
I'm sure. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I just need to get the address. Well, mm-hmm. Will you be able to call me back today?
Sure, I can call you back today anytime. Let me just see here. Do you have anything set up for that business already, and is it also under Greater Cleaning Service, or is it under a different business name?
I do have another business name. I was thinking, I don't know, because I can't. It won't be able to connect to, like, if I can't have, which is weird. Like, I feel like if I use that business on Google again, I should be able to have my Google reviews on there. But y'all said it ain't going to be able to come on there. It's already built up Google reviews, so.
Yeah, you're doing great in that department. The reason it can't transport over to the other location is because it's going to be a brand new Google business profile that's tied into the Columbus location. So let's say that I said, okay, Sherelle, what I'll do is I'll go and copy and paste all of the, you have 34 five-star ratings, right, for your Paramount mm-hmm. location. So let's say that I copy and pasted them and put them on the Columbus page. It's going to show that those were copy and pasted and posted by Local Splash, so it would look suspicious to an end user. Right? And the same thing would happen if you tried to copy and paste and put them on the Google business page. So that's why you can't do that. But rest assured, once that Google business page is verified on Google, we would send you that review generator email. So you could send that to past and present clients, anyone within that Columbus area, even if it's a friend or a relative that can vouch for your business, because anybody can write a Google review for you. So once that Google listing is verified, we're going to work on getting it optimized right away and getting five-star ratings on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. So that brings me back to, should I use my new business name or just stick with Greater Cleaning Services? I have another one that I have an EIN on. Not an EIN, well, that I went and registered
mm-hmm.
So the other one is called American Maids.
Mm-hmm. Not American Maids?
Yes.
That's cute. That's for Columbus, right?
I was thinking that, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. American Maids, Columbus. There was one coming up under that business name. That's not you, is it? 6124 Bush Boulevard, Suite 100?
No.
No? Okay, good. And then the only other one is 5880 Beachview Drive. That's not you, is it?
No, what is the addresses is that?
I put in American Maids, Columbus, Ohio, and I saw an old Google business profile that says that business is permanently closed. And then I also saw MapQuest listing under American Made. So there's American Made, which is singular, and then there's American Maids, that's plural, and that's the one that says it's permanently closed.
So why say American Made?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we can put the address in later. I was just thinking if I could find it, I would put it in for you, but it looks like neither one of these are associated. So we can put the address in later, you know, when I call you back.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. What time are you thinking?
Could you do 3?
Sure.
I'm
so
3 o'clock. Four, right?
Yeah, yeah, 3 o'clock's perfect. I'm still here. So here I'll put follow up. And for Columbus, set up and address verification. Okay. And then 3 o'clock. Perfect. Now, are you thinking of possibly expanding any of the services for Paramount? Because I know that when you spoke with Honey yesterday, you said that you weren't ranking there, and that's just because you're doing the website hosting there, right? You don't have the Google optimization. So do you want me to give you pricing on how you can expand Paramount, or do you want to just stick with trying to get Columbus off the ground first?
I do want to expand Paramount. I've been a little dry.
Okay, okay. So let me see here. If I put in the lead calculator tool, the Paramount zip, which is 90723. Okay, so the criteria for California is a little bit higher. You can still get Google Guaranteed approved without a license, but you need 250,000 certificate of insurance rather than 150,000, right? So I'm sure you have that.
I got $1 million.
I was going to say most people have $1 million, and when they see the Google Guaranteed requirements, they're a lot lower. So that's good. So you'll pass the background check for the Paramount location, and for that location, the leads run just a little bit higher. Obviously, everything's higher in California. So they're about $44 each, and the activation budget for Google Guaranteed would be $574. So that would equal the 13 leads within. That would be equaling 13 leads within the month. So remember, that 574 wouldn't be charged until your Google Guaranteed approved. So all you have to pay initially is the 250 application fee. And then once you're approved, we call you to activate that budget. And that budget is for the 13 leads within the month. And it works like an escrow account. So like I said before, if you only take on, you know, 6 or 7 leads within the month, that's perfectly fine. But the next month, you would just pay for those 6 or 7 leads that you took to replenish the bucket. And then we could do the same pricing on that, where if you wanted to bundle it with the local map optimization, then it would be, you know, $3.99. initially with the application fee, and then $149 a month. Or if you want to bundle it with the Facebook ads, it would be $499 and $249 a month, plus the lead fees.
See, I can pay that, but I gotta get clients. I can't be like, that's what Yelp did to me. It was sending me all these leads, but I could not, and they wanted $500 a month, and I still want to pay that if I'm not getting clients.
100%. Well, Yelp is a directory, you have to understand, and we recently partnered with them, and we also offer Yelp advertising now. But with the Yelp ads, you're paying per click and you're paying per lead, and there's not really anything to substantiate if it's a valid lead or not. With this program, you're only going to get charged for the valid leads, and the leads only come to you, so you have a much higher chance of converting it. And the beauty of this program, Sherelle, is that it's month to month. So we give you the opportunity to try it on a monthly basis, track the actual results that you're receiving, and pay as you go. And, you know, you can always turn it on and off just like a faucet, too. If you ever get to the point where you're completely at capacity, or you're going on vacation and you don't need it for a few months, no problem. You just call us and you tell us to pause the billing for a few months. And then when you return, we just reinstate it again. So you're definitely not expected to pay for it during months that you're not using it.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then y'all Google Guarantee, y'all only send houses, because I'm more interested in commercial accounts too.
I see. Let me look back on the, required. It says four.
It's commercial. when I get those accounts, I can give people a full schedule. Houses is like harder. Commercial ones, mostly Monday through Friday cleaning.
I see. So the category for commercial cleaning is not available on Google Guaranteed, but because, you know, house cleaning is all within the same service, and it's just a different target, we could definitely run commercial cleaning leads for you, but it would be under the house cleaning umbrella. So for instance, if somebody clicked on office cleaning or industrial cleaning or commercial cleaning and they clicked on you through Google Guaranteed, there's a little subheading under your name that would say, you know, your business name and the category is house cleaning, but you could definitely promote those commercial cleaning keywords under it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll put a note on that too, just so that I'm remembering when we talk again later at 3 that the target is for the commercial cleaning.
Yeah, and that's for both.
For both, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to jump on Columbus, because I think it's less competition and it's easier to get commercial accounts out there.
Yeah, and then when you get commercial accounts, that's solid residual income that's constantly coming in, because like you said, they're not going to hire you for just a one-time thing. They're going to have you, if they like your service, on a biweekly or a weekly or a monthly basis, you know, so that's awesome. I think that's a really good focus to have for sure.
So all together for both places, what am I looking at?
So are you thinking that you'd want to bundle it with the Facebook ads initially for the 2 months, or do you want to just start without it? Because I can tell you, let's see, $4.99 times 2 would be $9.98 initially if you did the with the Facebook ads. That's for both locations. And then $2.49 a month times 2, so $4.98. So $9.98 today, $4.98 each month moving forward, plus your lead fees. Now, if you go without the Facebook ads, it would be, let's see, $7.98 today, and then each month moving forward, it would be, I think, $2.98. So $7.98 and $2.98 plus your lead fees, that's for both locations, or $9.98 and $4.98. One thing that you could do, since you're established more in Paramount than you are in Columbus, is you could maybe bundle just the Columbus one with the Facebook ads. That might be a really good move for you to consider, because if you do that, you'd only pay $898 initially and then $398 a month. But remember, the purpose of the Facebook ads is to jumpstart your results and get you traction faster. So I'm not worried about getting you faster traction in Paramount because you're already established there, right? And you have, you know, a lot of reviews and people know who you are. But definitely for the Columbus, it would be beneficial. If you could bundle just one, I would say go with that one.
So which one again?
The Columbus one. If you can bundle just one of them with the Facebook ads, then definitely go with the Columbus one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because then I still got more states that I want to get all of this done before the New Year's. I still got Youngstown, Ohio is next. Youngstown, Ohio, and I want Washington, D.C., and then I want Washington, D.C. This is where I got family and stuff at, so I'm going to hire remotely.
Wow, that's smart.
Like that.
Washington, that's almost like they're little personal franchises of yours, because you're hiring locally, setting up established businesses in there, and then it's all under your business heading. So that's awesome.
Yeah, because I'm gonna need your help with that, because I'm ready to take off. I've been with you guys for how long? It says about. I was reading my reviews. I had reviews from 8 years ago.
Yeah, you came on board with us 9 years ago, Sherelle.
Yeah, 9 years ago. So I'm trying to see, like, what kind of deals can I get?
Yeah, that's why I was able to give you the pricing that I did. I asked the director before I called you. I said, look, I know Sherelle. I've actually met her when she came into the office. Her and I have dealt with each other for a long time. And
you
I
met
asked
me?
That.
Wait, what's your
yeah,
name?
Yeah, my name's Tina. I met you when you came into the office. I'm not the one that signed you up, but I remember when they walked by, they're like, oh, this is Sherelle. She came to see the office. So I met you
I
asked her, is there anything I can do special with the pricing? Because normally the ideal package is $549 initially plus $299 a month. So they authorized me to put you into where it's just $249 a month and $499 initially. And then without the Facebook ads, it's just $149 a month. So that pretty much matches the original pricing that you had 9 years ago. That's why I asked them, because I thought I don't want to, you know, even though our prices have increased and our packages have restructured, you know, and things are a lot more expensive now, I thought it's only fair to try to grandfather you into your original pricing now that you're growing, you know. And then I'll put a note in here, too, that for Youngstown and for Washington and any future locations, that I'll make sure that you get that special pricing approved as well, because I did get that approved by the director before I called you.
Yes, and thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Of course.
I just want to start just taking off. Like, I don't want to just rely on California. And I think these other states, when Columbus showed me that, when I posted that ad last week, I said, yeah, you know what? It's definitely time, because the competition out here is a lot more crazier, but in other states, it might be a little bit more easier, because there may not be so many cleaning services out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I think that you're really going to be setting yourself apart, too, even by doing the Google Guaranteed, because it's a newer program. A lot of people don't even know that it exists. So going into a new area like Columbus and automatically being Google guaranteed like that with the checkmark next to your name, you're already going to be way ahead of the curve from most companies that are in that demographic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll send you an email on it, too, so that way you can kind of see, you know, what your company would look like once you get Google guaranteed, and, you know, you'll see what's all included in it. So I'll send you that email, and then that way when I call you back at 3, if you have any further questions, we can kind of go over it at that time, okay?
Yes, please. And I'm going to get that address. So I'll just move it to 3. I worked, like, crazy last night. I didn't get into 4, so I'm just, like, still kind of, like, landing.
Wow. Yeah, try to get a little rest and recoup from yesterday for sure, and then we'll talk at 3, and, you know, if you have any further questions, we can tackle them at that time, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Of course. I appreciate you, too. It's always nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It'd be nice if you call me back, too.
Oh, yeah, no, I will call you, and you'll see on the bottom of my email my extension, which is 777. So that way, if you ever want to just talk to me directly, you just put in that 777, and it'll ring to my desk, okay?
Okay, and do I have that on? Did you send me that email?
I'm sending it to you right now. Give me a second.
Okay. I've been getting some leads coming in a little bit. But when I call these people back, they don't answer.
Oh, really?
And I know they're the ones requesting it, right?
So if you're getting leads through the dashboard, what that is on your website, we have a contact form. So if somebody finds you online and they need your service and they can't talk to you right that moment, they can plug into the website what it is that they need, and then you get that lead. So those are people that are putting information into the website. So what I would recommend for you there is If you see the lead and it looks valid, like this one that came on August 22nd, Celeste Diaz, she put her address 14718 Ryan Avenue, Bellflower. I would think that that's pretty substantial and pretty valid. So I would probably, you know, reach out to her again, text her, try to get a hold of her, maybe even send her an email, right? But I've also seen leads come through. I can't see one on your dashboard right now without digging deeper, but sometimes they look a little fishy where they say like, hey, do you offer commercial cleaning service and do you accept credit card as a payment? And then they don't have any email in there or anything, address. Those are probably suspicious or bogus leads that I wouldn't even worry about following up. You know, call them one time. If they don't answer, don't put a lot of energy into it. But for the people that on your dashboard put an email and put an address, then that's usually pretty valid because they're giving you the location of where they want the service. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think the reason you're getting so many of those, because typically you wouldn't get that many leads since you're doing just the website hosting, but I noticed that the website is listed on your Yelp listing and you're doing Yelp advertising, right? So when people click on you through the Yelp advertising, if they can't call you right that second, they'll just plug into your website what it is that they need, and that's where I think those leads are coming from. You'll get a number of leads just because you have a website, you know, and it's 2025, every business needs one. But I think because you've done that prior Yelp advertising and the site's listed on Yelp, I think that that's probably where they're coming from.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what we'll do is once we start the Google campaign again, obviously you can stop using Yelp if it hasn't worked for you in the past, and then the leads will now come to you through Google. So it's typically a higher-end client that comes through Google because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. You know, if you look at Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you name it, they're only getting 13%, where, you know, 87% higher through Google.
Oh, wow. That's what they think.
Yeah, and Google calls that a micro moment. You know, when we put your new cleaning service, American Made, in front of the clients that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? That's called a micro moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, all righty. Well, we definitely have some great...
We can definitely chop it up a little bit later, and I'll figure out... I'm going to start off with that address, and let's see if we can get one of these going.
Sounds perfect.
Like I need
okay.
to clean up my LA. I'm in here, so I'll start
you
working on
clean
it.
Up what?
I need to clean up my Google here. Like you said, I need to run it the right way. Because right now it's just
careful.
Oh,
that's what we would include in that $3.99 or $4.99 package. We would go back into the Google listing, clean
okay,
up any
yes,
inconsistencies. Yeah, and then, yeah, that's included for you. So if you want to do both locations, you don't have to do anything else with the Google listing. I mean, we might say re-add us as a manager just in case we don't have access anymore, right? But you wouldn't have to do anything else with it. We would take care of the rest.
Okay. That
okay.
sounds good. So I'm looking forward to talking to you later.
Yeah, okay, I am, too. I'm looking forward to talking to you later. So get a little bit more rest, and then I'll talk to you later today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very
bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay, bye-bye.